Canberra City Music Station 104.7. Scotty, Nige, and the lovely Nux for your Wednesday morning. And it's time. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for our special guest. Yes,
indeed.
He is, in fact, a lot taller than his latest cinema release would have you believe. His background is Shakespearean. His foreground is Spooks and the Vicar of Dibley. He skis, he cooks, he loves a beer. And did we mention he's Thorin Oakenshield in Peter Jackson's The Hobbit? What chap through yonder telephone yaps? Shall we compare him to a dwarf? Let's, ladies and gentlemen, raise a horn of mead and put your mitts together for Richard Freakin' Armitage!
That is actually my middle name, Freakin'. That's actually real.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. We research everything here, Richard.
Richard, I got to tell you, Nige is the biggest Hobbit fan. His dad gave him the book when he was a young tacker, and he read it about 7 or 8 times in a row, but he hasn't seen the bloody movie yet, and I've got one over him because I have. What's it like bringing a character like that one from Tolkien onto the screen? Was that daunting?
Well, you know what, I had the book when I was about 12 years old as well, so it's been around in my childhood for so long that I kind of had a real vision of who he was. But it is daunting because everyone else has their vision, and you know, there are generations of fans of this book, and obviously with The Lord of the Rings, there's a real identity with that world. So, yeah. You have to take on all of that responsibility and embrace it, really.
Did you become a pest on the set in that sense, Richard, and keep turning to Peter Jackson saying, no, dude, you're doing it wrong. I've read this book 900 times, and that's not what Thorin would have done.
Do you know what? It's his filming process is actually a continual conversation like that. So he actually asks you, what am I doing wrong? What do you think? And that's quite surprising from someone that's, you know, got an armful of Oscars for Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. But I do tend to keep my head down and just focus and concentrate on the character and try and bring him to the set when I'm there.
And what about sitting in the makeup chair? I'd imagine it'd take a little while to sort of get ready visually, I guess, for the character. What was it like when they spun you around in the chair or whatever and you came face to face with the character?
Do you know what? It is exactly that. It was very strange. It was because I really didn't recognize myself, and you kind of get closer to the mirror and try to find, you know, what's left of me. And yeah, it's really exciting. But that look changed from the first time we did it to what you see on the film. It really evolved. So they brought more of my own features into his face.
Have you got a prosthetic nose or something in there as well?
Yeah, a nose and a forehead, and the eyebrows are they're not real as well, but they sort of. Well, I mean, they're real, they're just not mine, but yeah, they sort of changed the dimensions of the face so it didn't look quite so extreme on me.
Man, do you ever sit back, and we've asked this to a couple of other actors, and the responses have been quite varied, but do you sit back going, wow, I'm Thorin Oakenshield, and like you just sit there with your mates going, yeah, look how cool I am on the big screen?
Do you know, I don't know, I'm not one for sitting back. I'm pretty critical of what I do, but there were a couple of moments in that first movie that took me by surprise, because I don't even remember filming them, and it's the kind of work that Pete does, is he'll capture something, like this, the moment in the tree where Thorin's facing off with Azog. I sort of didn't really know what he was shooting or why he was shooting it, and he was just telling me to sort of stand up really slowly, and I think he'd slowed the image down, so it became this kind of thunderous heroic moment. But I was not conscious of doing that,
because that after all, when you see it back on the with all the effects laid over and everything, and you just go, holy crap, that was me.
I did have one of those pinch myself moments in the movie theater. Awesome. Yeah.
Did you get to take the Thorin suit home at any stage and wear it around and just, you know, impress yourself and your friends?
Do you know what? I couldn't, to be honest, at the end of the day, I couldn't wait to get it off because it was so damned heavy. But I have to say, there was one moment when we were shooting on Mount Ruapehu in New Zealand. It was just at the end of the ski season, and I was begging them. I just wanted to go up in the lift and ski down the mountain as Thorin. That's the only time I wanted that.
That would have been the greatest YouTube video
that
in history.
Would have been funny, wouldn't it?
Thorin Oakenshield doing some moguls.
Yeah. Awesome.
Richard,
awesome.
We'd love to get you to stick around. We do a thing with every famous person we interview called Scotty and Nige's Grill, 10 questions where we can ask you a few things and get to know you a little better. You up for a bit of that?
Yeah, go on then.
Good man.